Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and warm welcome to our annual symposium on Inclusive Labour Market 2023. We are over 900 joining us today. So let's make this an amazing day together. And for you who doesn't know who we are, I'm Sofia, I'm the founder of Mittliv. I started the company in 2008. And since then, our vision has been is to work for an inclusive society and a labor market that values diversity. And we are here because the world is changing, our countries are changing, and our companies need to stay tuned into this rapidly changing world emerging around us. And we are so curious at Mittliv of when and how is diversity actually a win-win-win for our societies, for our organizations, and for us as individuals. And that is the topic we will discuss today. And over the last 15 years since we've been around, we've seen this topic gone from a CSR to HR to now a investor, board, and leadership topic. And what we learned at Mittliv is that when we hold leaders accountable, that is when we can create great success. And this is the second symposium, and hopefully a start of an amazing journey ahead. Since we want to create this platform for you to give you inspiration, exchange experiences, but also the real cases, what is happening, not only talking, but also more of the walking. We also take this context internationally, which we are very excited about. So both the symposium and Mittliv, we're going abroad. And we're looking forward to do that together with all our partner companies now. Yeah. And thanks to our sponsors, Axel Johnson, DNB Sweden, PW Sweden, UNDP, Volvo Cars, AB Volvo, Duni Group, and Stena Fastigheter, we can make this dream come true. And at Mittliv, we like to say, if you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, we go together. So we're all in this together, right? Yeah. Yes, lovely. And together we go, Jim Rotman. Global Head of Inclusion and Belonging at Volvo Cars. And you always say, Jim, that D&I is just the right thing to do. And I've known you for a while now, so I also know that you are deeply value-driven and purpose-driven. And with all your former experience, I'm very curious about what actually made you take on this role at Volvo Cars.
Yeah, but before we start, I just want to say thank you for everybody to be here.
Yeah.
And thank you, Mittliv. We're such big sponsors of you. I think we're up to almost 100 mentors right now. So we hope to continue to grow that here at Volvo Cars. So yeah, values. Values are like the reason you live. It's like that's the purpose. I chose this company because it has some of the similar values that I have, which is around integrity, it's around trust, it's around inclusion, and it's about valuing differences. I think one of the things that brought me here, which aligns with my own personal values, is their cultural mission is to be the pioneers in protecting people and planet. Mm. And for a company to take that on, it's just amazing. And we always say for us to do this right, we have to be pioneers in protecting our people first. Yeah. And so we take that mantra, that cultural statement, and that's how we live it here every day.
Yeah. And what do you hope to achieve in this role and at Volvo Cars during your time here?
Yeah, thank you. I keep saying we want to be the most inclusive company in the world, as opposed to saying we're the most diverse company, because I believe that if we become the most inclusive company, then we will attract all aspects of diversity, and not only will it attract it, we'll actually keep them. Mm. And I think today the history will show that companies that can actually leverage the differences that are out there and the perspectives out there are going to be the ones that survive. The ones that keep doing things the same old way with the same old mindset are not going to be the survivors in the marketplace.
Oh. And what are the keys to make this happen, you think?
Well, you know, someone said, like, you know, what's the one thing that's stopping you from making progress? And I'm like, well, there's like 50 things. And so the challenge of this role or any of the roles that everybody has out here is, like, what do you choose to do? Because there are 50 really good things that we could be doing. So how do you pick from the good things? How do you pick the four or five things that you really need to focus on? For me, one of the things is that it starts with the individual, starts with the person. It starts with their values. So one of the things that we're doing that is making a difference is we're asking people to take this from a personal perspective. So it starts with them. It starts with who they are, what is their values, why this matters to them. Because then we start to get everybody involved, not just a few. Yeah. And everybody takes this not as a corporate initiative, but it's something that not only benefits maybe society, maybe people in their team, but it actually benefits themselves as well.
Yeah. But you've been at many workplaces over the years and addressing the D&I topic in different ways, but I'm just curious if you would say what are the one to two biggest challenges in general to be successful with within D&I?
Yeah, that's it's around the immediate and the urgent. You know, when I talk to our leaders in the company, we're going through a major transformation to a software-driven company, to being consumer-focused, to being all electric by 2030. And then I kind of knock on the door and say, why don't you be a little more inclusive, too? And they're trying to figure out how to balance demands at every level. And so how do you actually take the work that we're trying to accomplish and make it core to the business? And as you said, it's gone from an interesting mentoring program to being part of HR to now being part of the community. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the biggest challenge is to continue to make this not just an HR or just what a few people do or for a few groups, but it's how do you embed it into everything we do every single day and across the organization.
Mm. Thank you, Jim. And what do you hope from today?
Oh, fun. It started out that way. Yeah. I got more energy this morning than I have in the last couple months.
We love that.
I know. We should do this every morning.
Yeah. Let's do it every morning.
Yeah. Come on down, everybody. I want everybody to find their own personal reason. I assume many of the people here and online already understand why they participate. But I guess the one thing that I kind of try to talk to people about is that everybody says this is a journey. And we have this huge North Star and a destiny. And so what I hope what people get from today is maybe focus a little bit more on what the next step is, not focus on in 10 years or in 5 years or I hope. Mm-hmm. It is tomorrow or when I leave this meeting, here's what I'm going to do, one small action. Because if everybody comes away with one small action and takes one small action every day, we'll get someplace. We'll get to that destiny. But don't get overwhelmed by all the hard work and just what's the first step? What's the first domino? Yeah. And that's what I want people to focus on.
We love that. Thank you. And let's do this every morning.
Yeah. Thank you,
Sophia. Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much.